I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC Newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Roger Hannigan-Gilson reports in the Times Union that three of the last four 19th congressional district representatives are lobbying for a bill that would allow the adult children of service members to stay on their parents' health insurance until age 26. Current 18th Congressional District Representative Pat Ryan, a Democrat, and Republican Representative Mark Molinaro, and former Representative Chris Gibson, also a Republican, were in Socrates on June 3rd, saying the bill would create fairness between insurance coverage for military families and the rest of Americans who have been able to stay on their parents' insurance until 26 since the passage of the Affordable Care Act in 2010. Ryan called the disparity between coverage for armed services families and civilian families, and I quote, a grave injustice, end quote, and said the kids of soldiers, and I quote, really, really bear a tremendous burden, end quote. He asked, and I quote, if we can't solve something like this, what are we doing, end quote. Molinaro, the current 19th Congressional District Representative, said the bill, and I quote, will expand health care coverage for military families who have made tremendous sacrifices in protection of our nation, freedoms, and way of life, end quote. Gibson said his 21-year-old son was kicked off his plan when he graduated college early, and he said that the current structure of the law did not, and I quote, incentivize productivity, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Austin Jefferson reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Pat Ryan held a town hall gathering at Congregation Emmanuel in Kingston on June 4th and said he is concerned that fellow lawmakers are pushing back on, and I quote, common sense, end quote, gun legislation and fact-finding efforts targeting anti-Semitism and hate groups. Ryan, a Democrat who represents the 18th Congressional District, is part of an anti-Semitism task force that has requested funding from the Department of Homeland Security to begin a study of Holocaust education's prevalence in the nation's public schools after Republican lawmakers block funding from other sources. Ryan said, and I quote, I risk my life for this country, for fundamental rights and freedoms that we just cannot let be taken away from us. Those are red lines, end quote. On migrants arriving in the Hudson Valley, Ryan said, and I quote, we need real federal resources to deal with a federal problem, end quote. Adding that the federal government should declare a state of emergency to free up resources to combat the crisis. Ryan also said House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is blocking gun legislation. Ryan said, and I quote, no Republicans are speaking out and saying we want to vote on this. There's not a small extreme sector. It's the entire group, unfortunately. I think it's a real shame, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. WPDH reports that Representative Mark Molinaro has listed his Dutchess County home for sale. On June 5th, Molinaro's Red Hook home appeared on Realtor.com. The Republican did not announce the sale, but he currently represents New York's 19th Congressional District, but does not live within that district after